Hi, this is a dictation for Donald Turner, D-O-N-A-L-D. C is the middle name, Turner. T like Tom, U-R-N-E-R. Date of birth is 7-3-1981. Date of accident, 12-22-2023. Date of service is 4-17-2025. The patient, Donald Turner, is here for an evaluation follow-up visit. He has reported that he has ongoing pain in the neck, around 1 or 2, and it is improving. Lower back pain is suffering a lot. It is almost 10 most of the time, with radiation to the right leg in front and both buttocks in the back. It even has involvement of both the tailbone areas. He also has a severe pain in the left shoulder, and he is unable to move 90 degrees of abduction beyond pain. After 90 degrees, starts having pain. In forward flexion also, he can do 90 degrees. Baseline pain is 9. Occasionally, the lower back pain radiates to both the buttocks. Pain level is described at 10, and ADLs are affected 10. The pains are constant. Patient reports 0% relief in the symptoms. He has had one lumbar epidural steroid injection in September. Since then, we have not been able to get him to have all these injection classes. Please review the records for the ADLs for the system review. Additional issues. Substance abuse. In the compliance system. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 128 over 85. Pulse is 92, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit, which is dated 3-18-2025. Dictation number is 0330-009. The patient do have a intermittent numbness and tingling of the third and fourth and fifth finger on both hands. But there is no radiation of pain is described except in the left arm front, which is off and on. Patient do not have any more headaches, occasional dizziness and vertigo, and occasional double vision. The patient reports 0% relief so far. He is undergoing physical therapy, chiropractic treatments. Rest of the physical exam is same as 3-18-2025, 0330-009. Overall, the pain is 10. On a scale of 1 to 10, ADLs are affected 10. We do have a pain in the right knee, which is 8. And he has a difficult time climbing upstairs. However, the MRI was negative for any meniscus tear or any other major issues. Diagnosis will remain the same as previous visits, and the plan is to continue with the physical therapy for the neck, lower back, both shoulders and right knee, with traction massage. He still remained disabled for work, as for replacement and transportation. He is provided with Norco 10 over 325 every 12 hours for 15 days, 30 tablets. there'll be patient is provided with the following medications: Mobic 7.5 milligram twice a day, for anti-inflammatory effect, Asifex is provided 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, Zoloft 50 milligram twice a day for anxiety, panic. Nirontin is provided for 600 milligram twice a day for neuropathies, nerve pain. A Dendrocin lotion is provided for topical pain relief, and Ambien was provided for night sleep because patient was having a difficult time in sleeping. So the patient will continue home therapy. His MRIs have been reviewed, and it is found that he has a significant damage in the MRIs. In the cervical spine MRI, there is a damage to the C23, C34, C45, C56, and C67 spine. Although there is some improvement, but he still has a shooting pain in the arm and shooting pain in the leg. It will require a epidural injections. The pictures of the MRI do show compression of the spinal cord. In the lumbar spine, again, there is a damage to the L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1 with a disc herniation. And the pictures do show compression of the spinal cord, which may require 4 or 5 injections to bring down the swelling and pain. In the right knee, almost everything looks good, and there is no need for any treatment. There was some patella erita with edema. There is a superior lateral portion of the half of fat pad. I'm not planning any treatment for this. Only ACE bandage, conservative treatment, knee brace. Lumbar spine do have a bulging disc at L2-3, L3-4, and a herniated disc at L4-5 causing mild right foraminal stenosis. And the patient do describe shooting pain and irradiation to the right leg. It may require 3 or 4 injections for epidural injections, and they'll be arranged soon. The patient is now finally agreed. There is a facet joint hypertrophy at L5-S1 as well. Patient continues the physical therapy for now, and he has had extensive physical therapy, and it will be discontinued after some time. Thank you. The patient is otherwise safe. The patient was provided narco 10 over 3, 2 times a day just for one time because he is suffering in a little too much pain. And it will be 30 tablets, one tablet 2 times on a PRN basis for severe pain. But the patient will be now provided the injection, and they will bring him help. Thank you.